This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April 17th of this year. We're talking about Lexigen Holdings, Inc., that trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LXXGF. They also trade up there in Toronto, on the Toronto Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol LXG. And with us today is the president and director of the company, Mr. Daryl Rebick. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, give my new listeners, if you would, and maybe my old listeners, just a little bit about statement of who you guys are, what you do, and then I want to get into the Q&A. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks, and good to be back. Lexigen is developing a genetic analyzer for pathogen detection and other molecular markers, which we'll get into later. But it's really the first of its kind, which is very easy to use. It's low cost, which opens up a huge amount of industries. And it really finds anything, again, with a very simple process. It's not simple inside the machine, but the process is simple and solves a huge issue in most industries when it comes to laboratories. And finds up to 22 pathogens at a time, which is amazing. So you're looking for your salmonella, your listeria, your respiratory diseases, UTIs, et cetera. So anything with a genetic marker, we can find in an hour.
That's awesome. You know, last time you were on the show, we talked a little bit about some of the beta things that were going to happen. What are some of the important events that have already happened since the last time we spoke?
So, yeah, I think, you know, we were going into beta last time. And one of the things with diagnostic companies is there's a lot of big ideas on what they want to do. And most can't get to that point because it's a really tough process, which we dealt with, of taking a concept and an idea and wanting to improve upon it and actually getting it to work. So we have done that. The alpha is working as of months ago. We moved into our beta program, which means you're comfortable enough with how the instrument's working. You're actually having it work and you're getting it out in the industries to use. So we've had delivery of instruments that are continuing now. You'll see ongoing now for the next 3-4 months where it keeps getting delivered into different industries and different people. But entering that beta program is really exciting because you're saying, here it is, it works, go use it. Use it for 2-3 weeks, tell us what you think. You share the data with us so we can publish that, which is very important because you can compare it to current processes that way. And that process is happening right now. We have results already back from a vet clinic that was using it. There's a testimonial video that, you know, you would think we paid the people to say what they said because it was so overwhelmingly positive, which obviously we didn't. But, you know, it's just been really exciting to have it in the field and have people say, listen, I walk to the next room and input your sample and hit a button versus this current process of sending it off, you know, waiting 3 to 5 days, getting it back. I'm guessing on what I'm prescribing and usually getting it wrong. So if you look at the UTI market, for example, there's 5.6 million tests a year for animals alone, and 4.8 of those are getting antibiotics when they don't need them. So, you know, it's a huge difference. We just announced a human clinical lab. Again, that's something that if you follow the industry is a huge deal. It's going into a CLIA lab, so it's CLIA. Those are labs that process samples. Again, this is something that they're tired of the process. They're tired of manually operating the instruments. They're tired of manually sample prep. They're tired of all these functions that we really take away with a one-step process. And going forward, it'll continue to go into different markets. It'll continue going into vet, into human. It'll do some food safety. We have a lot of really high demand from the food safety industry, including the marijuana industry, from crop loss, which is a huge issue right now. All the way down to, you know, genotyping, where we can tell you if you have a gene that allows you to process CBD, for example, or marijuana, and it also allows you to have a certain profile on that, and another gene that makes you 7 times more likely to get schizophrenia by using that. So there's a lot of different applications to what we're doing, and you'll see some really exciting things in the next bit because you're using your beta to really build that interest in that sales channel.
You know, one of the things that I read about one of your press releases, you guys have a new device that you can detect gray mold. What is gray mold exactly?
Yes. So gray mold is not overly harmful to humans, but it absolutely destroys crops. It's the name for it is, you can look it up, but It's really damaging. It destroys strawberries. It destroys the grapes. It destroys marijuana, et cetera. And you really can't sell it with that on there because it is somewhat harmful. It's not going to kill you, but at the same time, no one's going to buy it with gray mold. It just absolutely ruins the fruit and the buds or whatever you're looking at. And it's something that once you catch it, it's usually too late. And the thing about genetic testing for everything versus the old method of culturing or sampling or whatever it may be, is you're catching things a little later. And in this case, for gray mold, it's too late. So what we can do is find it when it's just tiny instances of it in the DNA strand of that plant you're looking at, and you can make preventative measures really early and catch it. Whereas the way you do it right now, usually it's visual, but even so, if you're testing, it's too late. And once it's on the fruit, it's too late. And it's obviously huge crop losses as a result of it.
My guest today is Daryl Rebick. He's the president and director of Lexigene Holdings. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LXXGF, also on the TSX under the ticker symbol LXG. Why Lexigene now? Why look at your company? Why look at your stock? Why should we be looking at it right now?
I think, you know, in a very macro point of view, I think investors really want to find companies before everybody else finds them. And that's something that's really hard to do. And I think, you know, with programs like yourself and illustrating companies like us, we're really relatively unknown. We were very quietly building this in the background. That's really changed in the last month and a half since we're in the field now. But we're really relatively unknown in the markets, which was why we had, you know, a $30 million market cap where our competitors have, you know, 3 to 10 times that market cap. And, you know, part of that was by design because we raised the money, you know, with a great group of people and they've been patient and supportive, et cetera. But, you know, once we got into beta and once that story got out that we're going into the marketplace, things have changed. And right now we have an overwhelming amount of interest from the community, potential customers, potential competitors. We've had some potential acquirers, about 4 or 5 of them now with, you know, $10 to $20 billion market cap saying, you know, what you guys have is amazing and we'd be interested in that at some point when we're ready, because obviously we're not ready to do that now. We want to grow this out. But, you know, it's a really interesting time because we've taken the risk away. It's working. It's in the field. And the next step is obviously sales in Q1. So as a biotech company or a med device company, or more importantly, a diagnostics company, this is when you want to find it, when no one really knows about it. And that's changing. And we have mainstream press. We have people like yourself that, you don't want to get the updates. And it's been a sort of a nonstop process of the last month where the phone's really ringing off the hook and people are coming by daily to see what we're doing. So as an investor, you look at that and say, okay, I've got a relatively unknown company that's mitigated all this risk for me going into an industry where these companies are worth $400 to $500 million easily. This is something that really should pique people's interest at this point.
Daryl, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. As for my listeners, if you're looking for a startup biotech company and looking to get on the ground floor, this is a good entry point. That's my personal opinion, around 49 to 53 cents a share. Again, you can find them on the OTCQB. The ticker symbol is LXXGF. Also, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol LXG. Daryl, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully, you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Give myself and my listeners an update of what's going on.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.